Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now News for Friday, May 22nd. Today is National Road Trip Day, which is perfect timing because it's Memorial Day weekend. Tioga is open, Mule Days is rolling, and half the Eastern Sierra is about to find out whether they remembered snacks, sunscreen, and patience. Coming up today, the Bishop Visitor Center is open in its new home on South Main Street. Inyo Search and Rescue helps an injured motorcyclist in the Inyo Mountains. Forest Health and Wildfire Risk Reduction Work returns to the Mammoth Lakes area. Klondike Lake opens for weekend boating and fishing. Bishop Police have released an update on the Bivy Fire arson arrest. We'll check Mule Day's traffic, catch up on Dodger sports, and look at your Memorial Day weekend community calendar. The Bishop Chamber of Commerce Information Center and Bishop Visitor Center is now open at their new location, 218 South Main Street. Stop in for free maps and brochures to help you make the most of your time in the Eastern Sierra. The friendly, knowledgeable staff continues to provide personal assistance, crafting custom itineraries and sharing insider tips on trails, historical gems, and drives that no app can match. They also have a nice selection of souvenirs. Many items are locally sourced, and every purchase helps keep the information center open and staffed. So swing by for a warm Eastern Sierra welcome and expert guidance on the region's endless outdoor activities and attractions. Parking is available on Main Street or South Street. Please leave the Mountain Rambler and Mammoth Ortho parking lot open for their customers. On Saturday, May 16th, Inyo Search and Rescue received a call out at 11:34 a.m. for an injured motorcyclist. Two motorcyclists were riding through the OHV road between Papoose Flat and Mazurka Canyon in the Inyo Mountains when one of them lost control on a loose and cambered part of the road, injuring his leg. Three rescuers met in Bishop and were joined by CHP helicopter H-42 from Fresno. On the way to Bishop, H-42 had already flown over the accident scene and was unable to find a landing zone nearby. One rescuer was picked up, got flown to the accident site, and hoisted down near the subject. With the help of the second motorcyclist, the patient was moved to an opening a short distance away from the accident site. From there, H-42 was able to hoist him in a hot seat. Thanks to the fairly low elevation by Inyo County standards, H-42 was able to hoist and extract the rescuer on the same flight, making for a quick round trip. The other motorcyclist drove out on his own after having confirmed that he was comfortable doing so. Inyo Search and Rescue wishes the patient a speedy recovery and would like to thank H-42 for the help, which saved the patient from a very long, bumpy, and painful rescue via OHV. Forest Health and Wildfire Risk Reduction Work is returning to the Mammoth Lakes area for the 2026 field season. From May through the fall, crews will be actively conducting fuel reduction and forest restoration work across areas including Coldwater, Shady Rest, Mammoth Mountain, Juniper Bike Trail, Red Meadow, Panorama Dome, and Earthquake Dome. This work includes thinning overly dense forest, removing hazardous trees, reducing accumulated fuels, restoring meadow and aspen habitat, and improving overall forest resilience. These efforts are designed to help lower wildfire intensity near communities, improve forest health, and support more resilient landscapes over time. As implementation ramps up, you may notice increased activity, including equipment, chainsaw use, noise, traffic delays, and temporary trail or area closures. While some short-term impacts are unavoidable, White Bark Institute is working closely with partners to maintain public access where possible and minimize disruptions throughout the season. Initial work will begin in May in areas including Coldwater and Shady Rest, with additional projects continuing through the summer and early fall. Closure information, trail impacts, and project updates will be shared on social media and on the White Bark Institute website as specific work progresses. Thank you for your patience as crews carry out this important work across the Mammoth Lakes area. Klondike Lake will be open May 22nd through September 7th, 2026 for limited public boating use and fishing on weekends only, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 9 a.m. to sunset. Boat access to Klondike Lake is free this summer. To prevent the spread of invasive quagga, zebra, and golden mussels, all boats must be inspected prior to launching at Klondike. Starting this year, all boats are required to have a free Eastern Sierra Golden Mussel Collective sticker. Visit the Bishop Inspection Station at 620 South Main Street in Bishop prior to your first trip to Klondike to get the 2026 Mussel Collective sticker for the season. Hours are 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., expected to be open through October. There is no charge for the sticker, and visitors can get a complimentary wash after watercrafts have been inspected and granted access. Visitors can enjoy the lake all day. Please note the recreational users with smaller, non-motorized watercrafts not transported with a trailer can access the lake at any time. Free wash, huh? I wonder if they can give a golden muscle sticker to my dog. No reason. The Bishop Police Department has released an update on an arson arrest following Tuesday morning's Bivvy fire. On Tuesday, May 19th at approximately 1:52 a.m., Bishop Police Department alongside the Bishop Fire Department were dispatched to a structure fire with entrapment at the East Side Guest House in Bivvy, located at 777 North Main Street in Bishop. Bishop police officers arrived on scene and started evacuations of nearby residents who are currently occupying rooms at the East Side Guest House in Bivvy. Chief Russell arrived on scene and established the Bivvy command. Chief Russell received information from Bishop PD that all occupants made it out safely from all structures on the property. Suspicious items located on scene prompted a multi-agency investigation. Investigators from Bishop Police Department, Bishop Fire Department, Inyo County Sheriff's Department, Inyo County District Attorney's Office, and Cal Fire Arson and Bomb Investigations all came together collaboratively to investigate and identify a potential suspect. Later that afternoon, investigators located 46-year-old female Narcona Stevenson of Ridgecrest and arrested Stevenson on the following charges: 22 count felony attempted murder, 1 count felony arson causing great bodily injury, 1 count felony PRCS violation, 1 count misdemeanor disorderly conduct, loiter on private property, 1 count misdemeanor use or under the influence of controlled substance, 1 count misdemeanor possess unlawful paraphernalia, 1 count misdemeanor unlawful possession of use of tear gas or tear gas weapon, 1 count misdemeanor give false ID to police officers. Stevenson is being held at the Inyo County Jail on $850,000 bail. The Bishop Police Department would like to thank all involved agencies for their time and effort investigating and locating Stevenson. In the Eastern Sierra, we live on the edge, literally. And that's exactly where Faultline 395 was born. This local clothing brand doesn't just make shirts and hoodies, they make statements. Inspired by the rugged beauty, cracked earth, and wild spirit of the Eastern Sierra, Faultline 395 is what you wear when you want your outfit to say, yeah, I've summited something. Probably. From cozy beanies, perfect for après-ski hangs, to durable tees that can handle the day on the trail, and a night at Distant Brewing. All in one. Every piece is designed right here in Mammoth. So if your wardrobe's been playing it safe, it's time to shake things up. Shop Faultline 395, where local pride meets Faultline style. Because looking good in the Sierra, well, that shouldn't require an aftershock. Well, we had the pleasure of sitting down with Executive Director for Mule Days, Donna Bird, this week, just to talk a little bit more about the happenings for Mule Days 2026.
Well, very excited about our new arena entertainment this year. So coming to Bishop Mule Days for the very first time is Mr. Matt Tarr, who is a famous NFR PBR clown.
Oh, wow.
And while he's best known for being a barrel man, his comedy act has also been in the top five comedy acts for the NFR for the last 5 years.
Wow.
So we're very
awesome.
Excited. Yeah. And
will he be at every show?
He will be at all four shows.
Okay.
And I can guarantee you, I'm not going to tell you what he's doing, but it's something that has never been done in the Mike Booth Arena before.
Wow. Okay. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
And it was very fun when I called him to see if he might be available this year. I launched into my pitch, you know, this is what Mule Days is, and we're all this, and we're all that, and a cup of tea. And he's like, I know what you guys are. He goes, I'm married to a California girl, and she talks about Mule Days all the time.
Oh, wow.
He goes, we've been waiting for this call. We're so excited. So it's just so
That's
fun.
Great. Yeah, to see things just come together like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and to feel the excitement. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're excited that they're coming, but to feel the excitement coming back the other way.
Yes.
So it's very fun.
Yeah.
And then, and this could not tie in better with it being America's 250th birthday, our other act is Liberty Cunningham.
Oh, wow. So
Little Miss,
yes.
Little Miss Liberty Cunningham, uh-huh. And she is 15 years old.
And so would you describe that kind of as trick riding, but More than yes. that? Or okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So this young...
She's 15.
She's 15. You know, you want to feel like a slacker?
Yeah.
Listen to what she's accomplished at 15. She is up and coming in the world of rodeo entertainment. And at 15 years old, she is a trick rider, like our beloved Bethany, mm-hmm. you know, so, and she actually trains with Bethany.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be a little bit like having, you know, Bethany and mm-hmm. Ryder back. So she trains with Bethany on trick riding. She also does Roman riding, which for those of you who don't know, that's where you stand on the back of the animals. And she's talented enough to do it with four animals.
Wow.
So she's bringing her four beautiful animals, and she will be doing Roman riding. And, you know, just little minor little things like jumping them over jumps and yeah. things like that. And then, in addition, if we were to have a dome, she does the Cirque du Soleil type acrobatics. But we don't have a dome.
Oh, okay.
But... then she also does a freestyle act, where you've seen that, where mm-hmm. they're bridleless.
Yes.
That's a hard word.
It is.
And then she does the pyro laps, the hot laps.
Mm,
so
wow.
we will see her, yeah. you know, standing on the back of her animal with the flaming torch. So we're very excited. And her theme is "You're never too young to be a legend."
And out of the roads, Bishop is holding its annual Mule Days Parade on Saturday on Main Street at 10 a.m. Detours at Mandit Street and CV Lane will be in place from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Drivers are reminded to slow down on local roads and follow the detour signs to get around the closure. On the northbound lanes of US 395 and Bishop, the outside lane and shoulder remain closed from the Bishop Creek Bridge to Barlow Lane. Work will pause on May 22nd, 25th, and 26th for Memorial Day weekend. Crews will return to work on Wednesday and closing Rocking W Drive for 24 hours. The shoulders in both directions will intermittently close from Tusu Lane to CV Lane. All driveways remain accessible during construction. Bridge work over Bishop Creek will continue through the end of May. The speed limit within the work area is 25 miles per hour. Work is scheduled Tuesday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Work on the Bishop Pavement Project is paused until May 30th, and all lanes are open between J Street and CV Lane during this time. When crews return to work, the southbound outside lane and sidewalk of US 395 will become Academy Avenue, and Line Street will close. The speed limit is reduced to 35 miles per hour from CV Lane to Y Road. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 6 p.m. I can't wait for all this road work to be done. I don't know what I'm going to talk to you guys about, honestly. I'm so used to walking through what roads are closed and what isn't. That's going to be a grand day. Inyo Council for the Arts is hosting their annual Memorial Day weekend arts and crafts show fair at the Bishop City Park from Friday to Monday. Hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday and 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Monday. The Mule Days Parade will be winding its way down Main Street on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The route runs south to north from High Country Lumber to the Tri-County Fairgrounds. Road closure and detour starts an hour before the parade. Get downtown early to get a great spot and find easier parking. And if you want to be around the fun announcer, be by the park. Trust me, that's where I'm going to be hanging out. It's the longest non-motorized parade in the U.S. Don't miss it. Laws Railroad Museum is offering rides on their 1927 Death Valley Brill car this weekend, noon to 3 p.m. on Saturday and 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. Museum entrance is suggested donation of $10 for adults. Train rides are $8 for adults and $4 for children, 4 through 17. Children under 4 ride free. Come support the museum and bring friends and family, leashed pets, and a picnic for a full day of fun. The Big Pine American Legion Auxiliary Unit 457 is hosting a Memorial Day service Monday, May 25th. Flags will be placed on veteran headstones at Crocker Cemetery at 8 a.m. and Woodman Cemetery at 8:30 a.m., and a service will be held at the Veterans Memorial Triangle at 11 a.m. The Lone Pine VFW 8036 will also be hosting Memorial Day services. A service will be held at Mount Whitney Cemetery at 11 a.m., and lunch will be served at the post afterwards. Mono Arts Council and Akamaya Culture Group are hosting Numu Social Dance Night at the Mono Arts Council Community Arts Center in Mammoth from 5 to 8 p.m. on Monday. The program offers everyone a chance to learn about traditional Paiute culture through dance and community gatherings. And that event is free. That's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Friday, May 22nd. Thanks for listening and for staying connected with what's happening across Inyo and Mono counties. I'd like to give a quick shout out to our sports sponsor and longtime friend of the channel, Copper Top Barbecue. Family owned, family run, serving up backyard barbecue on a big scale with tri-tip pulled pork and the kind of plates that make I'm stopping for a quick bite sound wildly optimistic. Whether you're following the Dodgers, Mule Days, or just the sacred sport of finding lunch on 395, Copper Top Barbecue is always the strongest contender. Go to coppertopbarbecue.com for more. You can catch us on KIBS KBOV every weekday at 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. And for everything that happens in between, because around here it always does, visit EasternSierraNow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now app. Follow us on socials, YouTube, lots of interviews, entertainment. It's a great time. Check it out. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Drive safe. Give yourself extra time around the parade. And remember, on National Road Trip Day, the first rule is simple. Use the bathroom before you leave. Have a good weekend, everybody.